You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. I've been saying some radical things about the love of God, and today's not going to be an exception. In fact, it's going to get a whole lot worse, so I would make sure your seatbelt was fastened, because we're going to go some places. Now, everything I'm about to say, I'm building on what I've said before. And so I encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen, sign up for the podcast, and go back and listen to everything that we have been teaching. And because I really said some radical statements last time, a lot of it really challenged y'all, and today, really, it's truly going to get worse for you. The other thing that you can do is because it is so important, because we've been talking about how important it is to get established in God's love for you and the dangers of it, I encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com and sign up for our, we're doing a daily devotional that is specifically designed to show up in your email box every day. It'll take about 60 seconds for you to read, but it'll give you something practically to apply. But it'll give you something that you to kind of stir you up and renew your mind to the love of God. Because we want you to get this. We want you to be able to receive this. And our partners make it possible for us to provide this for you absolutely free. So I really, really encourage you to do this. Now, we were ending up last week talking about how God is love. He doesn't have love. But he is love, and that he is completely in love with you, and that he loves you, and we're going to get to exactly how much he loves you, but he loves you with all the love that exists because he is love. Now, every time we really start pushing about the love of God and about the fact that God is a good God, the next question, and to be honest with you, it's a logical question, especially if you're spiritually ignorant, is if God is a good God, then why are there birth defects? Why is there evil in the earth? Why are all of these bad things happening? And I have to be honest, the church has really helped people have a wrong understanding of this. And one of the biggest perpetrators of this, and this is, again, where it's going to start rocking your world a little bit, is this thing where we tell people that God is in control. And so if you believe, if you're telling everybody God is in control and there's children dying of starvation, why are you so surprised that they don't want to serve him or they don't think he's good or they don't think he's loving? Because if he was really good and he was really in love and if he was really in control, then why would the children be starving? And let me just tell you very, very simply that God is not in control. Yeah, I didn't stutter. God is not in control. And listen, God is, about God being sovereign. God is sovereign. Everything that happens to him is his will. No, that's not true. God is sovereign in the sense, and let me say this about, ultimately God has the control in the fact that it will end up. The way overall creation, overall mankind, it will end up the way he has said it will end up. But whether you benefit from that or not is in your control. It is not in his control. And for all you out there that have been saying that God is sovereign, nothing happens in the will, in the world, unless it's his will, let me say that you are the most arrogant person that I've ever come into contact with. When you say God, nothing happens in this world unless God wills it. Because ultimately what you are saying is this. I have never been outside the will of God one day in my life. And that I always do the will of God because I would not be doing this unless it was the will of God. And quite frankly, with all of the evil stuff that's going on. I'm tired of you lying about my family. I'm tired of you lying about my Heavenly Father. I'm tired of you lying about my Jesus, telling people that He's responsible for all of this, because it just isn't true. And all you yahoos out there that beat your wives and abuse your children and yet go to church and tell people that God is in control, you're just telling them that this beating that they're taking because you're a coward is because of God. And it's not. It's because you're a coward. Now, let me be clear for all of you that are getting all upset and all this other stuff. Well, God too is in control. Hey, He's barely in control of you. And I can prove it. When is the last time God told you not to say something? When is the last time God told you not to do something and you knew God was telling you to keep your mouth shut? And what did you do? You said it anyway. Well, then how much control does God have if He can't even control you? Huh? It's not God's fault. It's not the devil's fault that you behave the way you do. It's the choices you make. And I'm going to prove it to you scripturally, but we need to settle this, because we've got people that are lost and dying and going to hell because we've told them God is in control, and they can look around at the earth and see that there's all this hurt and all this disaster, and it doesn't make sense because it's true. It doesn't make sense because it's not true. God is not in control. Same way that, you know, when you cussed your neighbor out, you can't tell people that God had you do it. That's not true. The Spirit of God was telling you not to do it, and when you did it, you chose to do it. Now, I'm not condemning you. Listen, we've all made mistakes. We all do dumb stuff. We've all got to get up and go again. But we need to quit telling people that God is responsible. Because I can just tell you from my own life, if God was in control all the time of my life, I'd be in a different place in life, because there's many times God has told me, when I was teaching on hearing from God, I told you about times I didn't listen to God, and there was hurt because of it. God wasn't trying to hurt me. He was trying to help me. But I did not yield control to Him. I didn't listen to Him. So let's answer this question. If God is a good God, and God is love, why are there birth defects? Why are people starving? Why are there disasters? Why is this, if God is a good God? All right, I'm glad you asked, because we're going to start answering it today. Now, I'm not going to get to all of this today, so you're going to have to listen tomorrow as well. But here, we're going to have to go back to the book of beginnings, Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to be in verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In His image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields fruit and seed which is in the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to itself, to you it shall be for food." Now, He goes on here, and he's kind of explaining this, but let's go back to this here. It says, "Let us make God in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over pretty much everything." Everything. God tells man, "I'm creating you, and now I'm putting you in this garden, and now you have dominion." What's another way of saying that? You have control. "Man, I love you. I've created this planet. I've given you everything you'll ever need. I've put everything on this planet that you have need of. And now, because I love you, I'm entrusting you with what goes on here. You now have dominion." Now, I'm going to cut to the chase, but we're going to spend the next couple days talking about this. Why is it that there are children starving today if God is a good God and He is love? Very simple. Because the man that God put in charge of the earth chose to value money more than he valued life. Now, again, this is the reason, honestly, you ought to believe in biblical prosperity. And I'll give you this example. Several years ago, when I had to drive everywhere, I'd be out in the Midwest, and I'd be driving, and I would see wheat just piled up, just rotting. And I'd ask, well, what's going on with all that wheat out there? And they'd say, we can't sell that. Well, why is that? Well, the government is paying us not to sell that wheat and put it on the market, because if we put it on the market, it would drive the price down. And so in order to keep the wheat price of wheat up, we don't sell it. Well, could that wheat have been used to feed children starving in our country and other countries of the world? Yes. So why wasn't it? Because men that had dominion, that were given dominion by God, said, I value people, or I value money more than I value people. Again, this is a reason to believe in biblical prosperity, because what would happen if you allow God to bless you with the finances? That's the reason that every Friday we give you an opportunity to give so that you can increase your income, that God can bless you back. Why? So that you can increase and that you can begin to buy wheat and say, no, I'm going to pay you more than what the government's paying you, because we're going to feed people with this. We're going to show people that God is a good God and this isn't the way He behaves. But if you're wondering why kids are starving, it is not good God that is a God of love. It's because of the man He put in charge. Now, stay with me all week, because I'm going to give you scripture after scripture that demonstrates this truth so that you can trust your Heavenly Father, because it is a truth. God is love, He is good, and He wants to help you. But you need to settle forever that God is not the author of your problem. He's the author of the solution to your problem. Stay tuned for this important announcement.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your Son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to connect@KurtOwen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Luke.